So this is a glorious book, and God has a reason for preserving this book. Let's go to God in prayer. Father God, we praise you. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy and your grace. We thank you, Father God, for the glorious presentation of your chronological order of the end times that we see in this book, Lord. And we know, O God, that there is a day coming, Lord. Oh, how we look forward to that day. When you will release the power of the gospel in a flood throughout the entire world. When the angels will go forth proclaiming good news. News of peace and love to every tribe, tongue and nation, Lord. And how all men will love you, O God. And turn to the everlasting gospel. We thank you, Father, that we are coming close to those days. We thank you for your mercy and grace. We thank you before judgment there is mercy, and after judgment there is also mercy. For your wrath endure but for a moment, but your mercy endure forever. And we love you, O Father, to see your heart, your compassion. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's rise together. Sing that song, Amazing Grace. How sweet that sounds. The everlasting gospel of our God. Thank you, Jesus. Tonight, you come right up, even as you continue singing the other two stanza. We thank you, Lord. True man. Thank you. tonight, we want to minister to you. We may call others, and only those that we call, but those who have those areas, you come right up the platform, and God wants to minister His healing touch into your life. We thank you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. We bless you, Lord. To the Lord. In a moment of time, the power of God, the power of the Spirit will move to you and bring that healing grace into your life by His divine flow. Father God, God of mercy, God of love, oh God, 2,000 years ago, your Son Jesus died on the cross and took every sickness, every infirmity. Your Son took those stripes upon Him. Though He knew no sin, He took our sin. Though He carried no sickness, He took our sicknesses. Oh God, healing is a gift from You. Healing is a gift of Your grace. We don't deserve it, oh God. We don't earn it. But by the gift of Your grace, by Your stripes, oh Lord, You have proclaimed that Your people will be healed. Right now, it's all over. Receive it right now. His power just starting to flow. Lord, let Your power flow now, Lord. And bring the healing to Your people, Lord. In Jesus' name, now, receive. Receive in Jesus' name. Receive in Jesus' name. Now, His power flows through you. Right now, in Jesus' name. His power flows through you. His power flows through you. Receive in Jesus' name. Receive in Jesus' name. His healing power. We thank You, Jesus. There it goes right through you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We thank You, Lord. We thank You, Lord. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We thank You, Lord. We thank You, Lord. In Jesus' name. There it goes. His power. His power. Just healing you. Healing you. We thank You, Jesus. We thank You, Jesus. Be healed in Jesus' name. 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 We thank You, Lord. We thank You, Lord. Father, let Your grace of Your power. power continue to operate, Lord, to each life. Oh God, we pray that the souls will be touched as much as the physical body. Let there be a transformation, O Lord, of the mind, as well, O God, as of the emotion, as well, O God, of the physical body. Lay your healing grace, Lord, operate upon hearts and lives. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God. We worship you because it's by your stripes. Though we were unworthy of your stripes, yet you took those stripes for us, that we may be healed. That every one of our sickness, every one of our disease, and every one of our pain, you bore our pain. You took the chastisement on our behalf, that we may be free, O God. Let the gospel of freedom, Lord, flood us. We want to thank you, Lord. Amen. What amazing grace, Lord. What amazing grace, Lord. We thank you, 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 Lord, for your healing power. You heal, you touch, you set free, you deliver, Lord. Because eternity is in our hearts, and we don't belong to this earth, Lord. Like the Apostle Paul, Lord, we know you have a place for us up there, Lord. Oh, our spirits groan for perfection, Lord. Yes, Lord, when we've been 10,000 years, we'll still be singing to you of your grace. When we've been there 10,000 years, by shining as the sun, we'll know before we minister to other different areas tonight. You know that you've never been born again. You know that if you were to die right now, you're not sure what will happen in eternity. We invite you to come to the front section over that side. And we have counselors and some of the pastors at different churches, and counselors on different churches will minister to you, lead you, but never go back without Jesus, because you will need him in these dark days that we live in. You need his peace, you need his love, so that you could be a better person and a blessing to God, to all men, everywhere, and to society. And also, if tonight you know that God has a call on your life, and I'm not talking about those who already have moved into that call, or you're already preparing and moving in that direction, but I sense in my spirit, you see, we know the day of the revival is coming, and I know the Spirit is calling many. It doesn't mean that after tonight you straight away move in the ministry.